Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at Dealership Toolkit, Petra Automotive Products, M1 Data and Analytics, VinQ, Fixed Ops Marketing, and 321 Ignition. You can get more information about our sponsors, us, some swag, and some Car Guy Coffee by going to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Car guys and car gals,
you guys know the deal.
Out. We are excited to be brewing solutions in this solution session.
You guys
Let's
know the
get
deal.
This rocking. Go ahead and tag a car guy, tag a car gal, and share, 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 share. For those of you that are listening to this on the podcast, this has been an incredible get together of some crazy, incredible car guys that are brewing solutions, and we are excited to bring this message to you. But for those of you that are live and direct right now, do us a favor, do everybody a favor, and once again, tag a car guy, tag a car gal,
you know it. Go
and
for it.
Share this around.
Share so that we're bringing solutions today, man. This is a solution session, folks, and we're bringing together some of the best in the industry to talk about inventory. Man, come on. Is that something that you have not talked about, had a complaint about, had an issue with this past 12 months? I know I have. I've seen it everywhere. Been all over the country. Inventory, inventory, inventory. And that's what's going down today. You guys ready?
Oh, man. I hope that you're ready, because if you're not ready, well, it's coming at you. These incredible car guys are brewing up some solutions, and they are hot out of the kitchen, and we are excited to have them inside of the cafe today. So let's go ahead and get this rocking and rolling from Kelly Blue Book and Cox Automotive, the one, the only, Doug Thurston.
That's right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome,
brother.
We are
so excited that you are here, and from our friends over at VinQ and proud sponsor of the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, the one, the only,
Danny Zaslavsky.
Welcome,
man.
Danny. So excited
right.
that you're up in here. Yes, and all the way inside of the great state of Texas.
Woo! You all know.
Representing the Henson brand. Got a little island love for my brother, Mr. Eric Barbosa. Yeah.
Woo! Man.
We folks, still have another.
We have somebody great.
Yes.
A friend of mine that I've known for almost two decades, it almost seems, right? It's been a long time. Somebody that I've seen grow, but somebody that is inspiring, somebody that's always looking for the next level. This dude is an entrepreneur. He's a family man, and he loves to have fun. We got Mr. Craig Schmitz.
Welcome, welcome to the show. Yes, everybody, go ahead and cheer them on. We got to make sure that they know that they are welcome inside
That's
of the
right.
cafe. So go ahead and throw a couple comments out there. Put some hand clap emojis
Get
inside of the comments.
Out.
Go
We're
ahead
ready
and drop
some amazingness.
A coffee cup emoji and everybody say cheers to them. Gentlemen, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the solution session. How are you all today?
Feeling good. Feeling strong. How are you guys?
we're a little cranked up on this Car Guy Coffee and pumped up to have you here, man.
Danny was the first one to speak. So, Danny, tell everybody who you are and what you do.
I own Country Hill Motors in Kansas City. We're an independent car dealership and also co-owner and managing partner of a software company called VinQ.
Man, VinQ, VinQ, VinQ. Folks, we're going to hear about that. You've heard about it on our show. What a great product that is, folks. If you guys haven't seen it yet, make sure you go to the next any type of automotive event. Danny most likely is going to be on a stage talking about his passion right there, and it's a beautiful thing. So it is definitely something that can help you with your inventory. So that's why we have him here today. Danny, thank you for being here, brother. Thanks for sharing. Let's go to Doug, man. What's going on, Doug?
What's going on, guys?
Intro.
Wow. Doug Thurston, I'm the regional sales manager for Kelly Blue Book's Instant Cash Offer in New York, Connecticut, all around the Northeast, and came from a dealership world. Been doing this for about 2 years now.
That's what I'm talking about. Doug is a fantastic representation for this company. He loves what he does, and he knows it inside and out. So welcome, Doug, to the show. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody. Say welcome to Doug. Go ahead and drop that in the comments box, and we got our incredible friend from the Gateway, Mr. Craig Schmitz. What's going on, brother? What's happening inside of your world? Tell everybody what you do.
No pressure, huh? Car dealer for the last 20-plus years, new and used car dealerships under the Auto Centers dealer group brand around St. Louis. Also own a company called Textium, which is a solution for dealers to connect all their marketing to a consumer's mobile phone via text.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That stuff is so amazing, too. If you guys don't know anything about texting, reach out to Craig. Actually, reach out to me because we know some things about a thing or two, right?
We know what about a thing. And we know a car guy with a solution or two. And that's exactly why we are brewing solutions right now. Now, some of these car guys have gotten connected and are actually doing business together. But where things are happening right now is where there's an incredible culture, meeting incredible processes, meeting social media. And here
social
is
media
a
king.
Case that you're probably going to get used to over the next year or two to come or many more. Mr. Eric Barbosa. Look at this guy right here.
that was a good intro. Morning, Eric Barbosa, managing partner of Henson Brand, which is Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and a Chevy Buick GMC store in Madisonville, Texas. And, you know, just a car guy on social. Last 22 years is the life, and love what we do.
Absolutely, man. His passion for the business is second to none. I tell you, I walked in his store just last week, and when we were there, we got a chance to pour into his team. Man, but I could tell you, what they're doing and what they're and how they do it is so unique. There's no one else out there doing it that way, and he is making something great down there. So, folks, if you're not following him on social media, do it now. But odds are you are. That's true. So exactly what I'm talking about. I'm glad to have you here. Let's get this thing rolling, man. So what's up, Lou?
Man, there is a lot that's going on right now inside of the industry. And the reason why so many people are so excited about you all being on the show and the little bit of buzz that we've had going into this is that there's so many misconceptions on the way that it is that a dealer actually is getting successful with filling up their lot.
Yep.
All of us have found our way to where it is that we are by getting a lot of the failures out of the way, working out the kinks, working out the problems, figuring out the logistics. But there's many dealers that aren't as in the know as you all, right? Not everybody's right there with their ear to the ground over at Cox Automotive and knowing what's happening over there. Not everybody understands how to pull together the actual inventory from the area like a VinQ, and not everybody understands how to plug in the culture and make sure that everything that's happening at the store communicates with the customer so that they even know that they can trade in their vehicle like Eric it masters at. And there's so many people that don't understand that it's not as hard to include the trade-in part into your marketing plan like Craig is incredible at doing. Now, fusing all these things together, we want to make sure that car guys and car gals that are listening, you're getting fused with hope.
That's good, Lou.
That there's great things that's occurring, and all of these guys know about it. Mm. So with that, what I want to first do is I want to start hitting some of the dealers right now. So plugging in what it is that you're seeing as being one of the major hangups right now inside of actually getting a car from a customer, what is it that it's like trying to translate that to your sales pros about getting those cars? So I'm talking specifically right now to Eric as last to come up on the stage. You're trying to implement so many different processes. How important is it to you that is seamless when a customer interacts with your actual website, that you're seeking solutions for it?
You know, there's a lot of things. First, their experience, user experience, right? When they're putting this information in, or if you're marketing to get a trade-in or vehicle to purchase, you got to have good communication and a good user experience. You know, we're a big proponent of 3-2-1 ignition with mobile first tech, right? So shout out to that team. The other thing is having an agenda. You know, it's part of the agenda. Like the team needs to know we're in hard acquisitions, right? That we can't count on new car trade-ins anymore like we used to, which was our bread and butter. Auctions is not the place to be purchasing. We get to use our social media platform because I can go post and or the team will post and we can get 1,000 people saying, hey, appraise my car like that, using those components to it. But for us, our problem, something I was, is how do we translate that into an easy experience for the user or the customer, which I found a solution when you guys told me about VinQ. And then I got to go see that gentleman right there speak at IG20 with that conference out there. And now I have a platform which allows me to get vehicles that I can promote using our social media And then the consumer gets what they want, which is a number, information, instantaneously. And I think that's extremely important that we're not doing that quick enough for the consumer.
Gonna just go ahead and flow right in there. Absolutely love that. And I know so many of you agree, but we got to go ahead and plug in Danny on that, because this is, again, a car guy that's developed a solution for car guys,
yes.
Right? Not just looking at a big beast across the street, but saying, how do I go ahead and chop the legs off of that beast, or at least bulk up myself? So Danny, the solutions that you're bringing, you know, how is it that that actually solves that problem that many dealers like you all face every day?
Yeah, thanks. So I'm lucky and I'm excited, Eric, to be working with you, and Craig, I'm working with you and Doug, we've been working with your company for a super long time. But the agenda, what you just said of like when you call my store, what I encourage car dealers when somebody's interacting, we ask the question to the consumer, are you calling to buy your, to buy a car or sell a car? So that changes the perception of the experience right away. And then they say, oh, well, I didn't know that you buy cars. And you say, absolutely, we do. We have a vehicle buying center. And that idea of a vehicle buying center, like when I have a CarMax across the street from me. And when I kind of zoomed out and go, well, how are they thinking about acquisition? And what I figured out is, you know, they're thinking about it from the aspect of data. And that data is insights based on maybe what's selling in the market, what are their own sales, what's market demand, what is the competitor selling, either by segment, by price range, and so forth. And they're taking that and translating it into information that then tells them, okay, this is what I need to actually be going after to buy, and then what are the avenues to sell those? What we're excited about and working with Eric and Craig and others is then taking that into a system that allows you to, because CRMs are built for selling cars, right? But acquisition now, we're on the ground working with consumers to acquire. All of a sudden, like Eric just said, you'll have 500 opportunities pretty quickly, and you've got to be able to manage that life cycle of that opportunity. And because sometimes a consumer will sell their car day one that you give them an offer, sometimes it's day five, sometimes it's day 30. It really kind of depends on the problem that they're trying to solve. But keeping that within the system and keeping that tied to the inventory value, so that, because that does change and match to the exit and to the buying plan, all of that living in one thing is so critical in making, you know, quick decisions on acquisition.
Man, yes, just jump up out of here, and these conversations can continue to stir up because there's so many actual moving pieces that dealers get. I love the language that you all get to be able to share together, because we're all here to find a solution to the problem, right? We're going to keep tackling these things, but car guys, you got to be listening to the things that aren't being said, like the importance of finding the solution, right? So many times we can see somebody get on a stage like Danny, and we'd love to hand a microphone to people on stage and love to pump everybody up to get them going. But the only reason why we're ever trying to make sure that you are getting excited about the information you're going to receive is because you have to be excited to implement it. You have to be excited to take the step. You have to be excited to actually make the changes in your organization that help bring those solutions into actually turning into revenue. And what I do love is that Craig is an analyzer, right? He looks at it all. He looks at it all,
yeah,
up and down. And just seeing how you flow with that, again, that's something that we honor, something that we pick up a lot on. But help us understand, help us deliver that message to the dealer of why you have to start really looking at solutions, because the old way is going to fade out.
Sure. I'm going to not explain anything that a dealer doesn't know.
Okay.
What I struggle with is why so many dealers do nothing about it. Every dealer knows that a sale that includes a trade is the highest grossing sale, right? So we're not only able to sell a car and make revenue off that car sale, but that trade goes through our shop, creates revenue through the service department, and generally makes more than any car we buy at an auction. We also know that a lead that involves a trade tends to be a very high quality lead. It identifies that customer of being in market, down funnel, they convert at a high level, and they make us a lot of money. So if we start there saying, if we had a magic wand and we could decide, make some decisions, I think every dealer would decide that every car that they sell would have a trade. So if every car you sell should have a trade, then all the marketing that you do should keep in mind that you should be targeting customers with a propensity to purchase that have a trade in, right? So I started there, and I looked, and what I found was, you know, how do I generate more activity or interaction with consumers that have a trade in for all those reasons? And I looked at and really started analyzing my leads, right? Because I want to generate leads that all have a trade in. Once again, down funnel, high conversion. The problem is, most trade value tools are antiquated. They're outdated. It's legacy technology with lipstick on it, right? My co-founder, Art Delorier, created the original Black Book tool. And others have mimicked it, copied it, layered over it, polished it up, and called it innovative. But the problem is it's a poor customer experience. It forces consumers to go through a multi-level form, creates high-level abandonment, reduces leads. And then those that make it through the lead are asked to provide their contact information. And like many of us, they provide incorrect contact information. So what does that do? It takes the dealer's marketing dollar, drags the customer through an outdated interaction that increases abandonment, increases marketing waste. And then the leads that get pushed to the dealer, 30 to 40% of them from our research have incorrect contact information. So I looked at that. And I said, what can I do to help improve the customer experience, lead quantity, lead quality, and conversions? So I started a company a few years back called Textium, and we're that intel inside, if you will. We connect all marketing channels through agencies or the dealer with the consumer via text, right? So, you know, that's what I've been up to. We're very, very proud of what we've created. Love Danny's tool. We signed up for it. I think it's an unbelievable way to identify individuals that are down funnel, manage those vehicles, acquire those vehicles, and buy more cars off the street. Wonderful tool. But my big thing is, it's always been amazing to me. When I talk to my dealer friends, everybody agrees that they need to trade for more cars, but very few people do anything about it. So that was my mission, to go in and fix it.
I love that. And that's so powerful right there. You guys heard that. Listen, it's about how they want to communicate. Why are we not doing it to where the customer has the ease of doing what they want to do, right? We have to find those tools. We have to be innovative. What's so crazy, it's not really innovative. Like he said, a lot of these tools have been around for a long time, but the idea of helping a customer, being there for them and trying to make it simple for them, has always been at the forefront, but yet we always find ways to fight against that. We always want to go against the grain or go against the current. Why not go with the current? Allow what happens, transparency, giving them their favorite way to communicate, texting. I love that. And it's truth. You go out and ask anybody, go to any crowd, preferred way of communication, is it texting? A majority hands will fly up. So if we're not providing that as a way to be able to communicate, give information, and do it very seamlessly, then we're missing something there. We're missing time. Time kills deals. That's something I've learned from the very beginning of the time, and it's truth. Whether we're buying the car or selling the car to somebody, time kills deals.
And screaming babies.
That was the other thing, right? But it's truth, though, and it's factual. But so we got to speed it up. We got to make it easier for them, transparent. Let's be more. Let's do things that are outside the box, integrating each other's things. That's something Doug and I talked about at the beginning, and let's get Doug on here, man. Doug, what's going on, brother? We're talking about all these amazing things, and you're right there. I appreciate you for waiting, but you know, integrating these tools. I know that KBB, they have some great stuff going on down there. Cox Automotive has just been doing some big things. They buy everything, right? The question is what is your tool doing, and why is it so important for people to hear about what's going on with that?
So my interest in our tool was actually in its infancy. I don't know, a lot of you guys are going to remember Trade-In Marketplace years and years ago. I thought the idea was great, and it's evolved and evolved and evolved. And actually, in the past 2 years since I've been with Cox, I've watched it evolve even more. The idea of the consumer already going to the KBB site to try to get their value. They go on, they can actually do their own appraisal. They go on, they value their own vehicle. They do go through like a multi-form thing, but they can actually submit their own photos. They can do all sorts of stuff to grade their own car, and they get an actual value on it. And get a certificate that's you know, to go into a participant dealer, and you know, they can get that, you know, get their everything's done instantaneously. So it provides for the dealer to do a sight unseen appraisal, and in the days where everybody's looking at Carvana or any of these other ones where they can do get everything done online, it assists your everyday dealer in, you know, providing that experience. And it's helping the dealer in the respect of when I had it at my store, I had an antiquated salesman who didn't even want to use a CRM. He had stacks of paper on his desk, everything like that. When we introduced him to this tool, he just looked right at us and he goes, "I never have to have a trade objection at my desk ever again." And it provided for a better customer experience because he, you know, it took a lot of that tension away. But our tool, it obviously has blown up in the past year because everyone was sitting home. Everyone was, you know, doing everything. Everybody was aware of what the market was like as far as inflated values and everything like that. So everybody wanted to sell their car. But it's been quite amazing as far as what we can do with all the data that we have and provide for the consumer experience.
Awesome. Love that. So here, this is the fun part now. Now that we got a little bit of everybody kind of pouring out their piece and grinding out what it takes to brew some good car guy coffee. Mm. I have my man Doug in here with a few dealers, right? Everybody else that's not Doug, Fred, and I rocks that dealer hat, right? They put on that I'm in dealer mode. And what I love about this entire show is that all of you are Brewing Solutions on the podcast. Everybody, if you don't know, you can go to carguycoffee.com, check out our YouTube page, and you can see or hear anything that is inside of the brew session that we had with these solutionaries. You can go get that. There is so much that is in here that we want to make sure gets out there to you all. But the question right here is to Doug, who also has that common ground with everybody on the panel. And that's that everybody's going to use KBB one way or another. Everybody's going to connect through Cox Automotive one way or another if you are selling vehicles legally in America, right? It's probably happening, okay? But, Doug, there's the implementation of processes. There's the understanding of things that get in the way. So with the dealers in the room, Doug, where is it that you see the majority of the snags with dealers getting things actually to come together in their stores? And then dealers, we're going to just jump in with you all to figure out where it is that you see the snags of getting it to go into process. Because just because the dealer says I want it, if it takes a team to make it work, doesn't mean that it comes together as quickly as we all want it to come together.
That's so true.
Okay. So Doug, where is it that you see the most snags with a dealer saying, "Hey, I kind of want to do something. You know what? That is a great idea. You've hit my heartstrings. Now you touch my pocketbook. Let's get it going." Where do you see those snags inside of the pocketbook?
So we've always, I mean, everybody in this industry, we've always used the phrase people in process, right? I don't think it's been more prevalent than in the past year and a half. With our products, when we're going into a dealership, we make, you know, very clear that you need to have, you know, a solid process. As far as right now an acquisition, I always recommend you need to have a separate process just for acquisition. You need to have, you know, the people on board, incentivizing your salespeople for acquisition, you know, $100, $200 a car if they buy a car, you know, right off the street. It's like I said, it's never been more prevalent than it is right now, and it's crucial.
It's so true. You know, and what I love that you said that, because it sparked something I heard Danny speak once. He was on stage, you know, he's telling people he has a great process for that. I'm going to pull Danny up here. Danny, when you implement VinQ, what do you recommend to dealers? I remember there was one of those questions, how do I pay somebody to do that? I remember seeing those things, and you had some great answers because of your experience. What is the process that you do at your store when you onboard something like that or for other dealers?
So from a leadership perspective, I think identifying your acquisition channels and setting proper expectations from the start is the first place you should begin, meaning have reporting. This is what VinCube provides. It's in the system, but we look at where are you buying cars from? Sources, auction, trade, dealer network, and then vehicle off the street, right? And then within every one of those sources, there's channels. So in auctions, you might be buying through Manheim or Odessa or I-70 or ACV or whoever. And then within each one of those are where the craft comes into play is the people that are in charge of making those acquisitions and making those decisions. And when you can plainly put that into a report and see your front gross per copy and your turn, and then other things like days to market, all in one report, that now you can identify where you're making money and where you're not, right? Hmm. And then you also have a little bit of the beginnings of a profit and loss from an inventory perspective. So then the next step of that is to look at what, if I incentivized a piece of this, call it VBC, then how much should I incentivize it? Because you don't want to just start throwing out numbers because that's not really going to, it's not going to get you to the ultimate goal. You want to be more strategic. This is in some ways a science. So then in our store, we have identified in at the, you know, 1,000 stores that we have using this, when you have a dedicated person doing a dedicated job, you're going to get a better result. And so acquisition is just that. You have sales consultants that do sales. You have acquisition people that do acquisition, and there is a craft to it because the cycle is slightly different. The relationship is different. The salesperson is an advocate for the consumer, while the acquisition person is an advocate for the acquisition. So you've got to have that set up right. And then the next piece of it is we identified how many of those opportunities can an acquisition person handle through kind of like what Eric was talking about earlier. You've got social media opportunities, but then you also have your email marketing opportunities. You have in service drive opportunities. You have all these different channels in which they're coming to you from. And ultimately what you want to be able to measure is meaningful connections to acquisitions. That's it. That's what it boils down to. How many meaningful connections and how many conversions to acquisition did I make? Kelly Blue Book, we've been using now for, 11 years or more, and we love the product. The thing that we learned early on was it wasn't the amount of leads that we were getting. It's how much love was it giving that consumer? Because if we were treating it like a lead, then it'd be like, oh, you offered me too much. And then the salesperson would kind of lose that opportunity. And sure, we'd get 600 leads in a month, but we'd only be closing 2% of it. And we figured out we were feeling sucked at it. But when we turned it into a science and said, cool, you know what? In VinCube, we believe that all of this needs to live in one place. And for us, we work with Kelly Blue Book. So we ingest those Kelly Blue Book leads into VinCube. We can see them organized in the Kelly Blue Book tab, and we can see those offers. And we can also prevent cannibalism. So, for instance, if we have multiple stores and a consumer is going to one store and getting an offer and then using KBB to go to a different store, but it's all within the same group, it merges. And so now we can see over the last week or 30 days or whatever, this consumer's gotten 4 different offers just out of our group alone. And it's all in that same vehicle file that's connected to the cost to market, price to market, comps, books, you know, all the things that we look at. And now all of a sudden, it's a real process because there's no excuse on why the number is or isn't right on that vehicle, the number of connections you made and at what rate, and whether or not you made the acquisition or converted it to a trade, which happens. So I'll give you an example that actually happened this morning, and this happened with a friend of mine. A month ago, he went to sell me a car, a 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sahara, 4-door white. And I was able to give him an offer at that point, but he needed the car for a little bit longer because he was getting a different vehicle. So it timestamps it. We know exactly what it's worth, both not just what we offered, but we know the book values, we know the comps, and we know cost and price to market from the day that we appraised that car then. And now he said, you know what, I need the car for another 40 days or so, and I'll come back to you. And I said, cool, but we're going to have to talk about what the value is in 40 days.
Right.
And so he came back. We're buying the car literally right now because I'm getting text messages. And we had to adjust the offer. But we saw all that data that we made that offer then, and we see what it is today. And it's a clean experience for the consumer. It's a reasonable experience. It's not just saying, nope, sorry, market's down. This is what we can offer you today. But we've tracked it this entire time, right? All that is there. So you've now turned what was kind of an archaic experience before into a scalable acquisition process. And when you're doing that with a team of, call it five, like my friends at Bob Ruth Ford, Rob Ruth, he's got five people in his vehicle buying center, including executors that go out and actually buy the cars from people in their driveways. And he last month bought 241 cars off the street, which is just insane to me. But he's figured out how to make sure that each person is attached to a piece of that process. And he's scaling it, no different than scaling a sales team.
Right. That's powerful stuff right there, and I absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that a lot of people can get something from that. You know, whether you use the software, you have to have a process, and you have to have people that are goal-oriented that way. They have different ideas. They have different thoughts. They're not normal salespeople. They are acquisition people, right? So they have to have that mentality. So we got to make sure that's there, make sure that process is there, make sure that we people know that we have that process. Just the words vehicle buying center, knowing that you have that's not a dealership. That's a buying center. There's something different about that. There's something powerful. That alone can help you be able to obtain more people to come in and buy from you or sell to you, right? So there's multiple ways to be able to do this. So many ways to skin a cat, but let's use the right tools. Let's have those tools like VinQ. Let's have those tools like Magic URL. There's so many things out there that we can use to be able to get customers to come into our stores that is seamless, that is transparent. Like he said, this way that when they – it's not archaic. It's actually something today. People can look at it and see and understand why the values of cars are going up and down. They see it with their own eyes. It's not something we just say. It's something that we show and then we go.
I give you a statistic really fast.
Sure.
This kind of amped me up. So – Carvana is publicly traded, right? And so I see they release how many cars they buy from the public. And I think I shared this on a previous thing. But last year they bought like 48,000 cars from the public, which sounds like a really big number. But when you take – and I got my calculator up here. When you take 48,000 and you divide that by, call it, you know, 50 states, it's 960 cars. And then when you divide that by 12 months, that's only 80 cars – per state, per month. That's nothing. So yeah. I believe that the people who are going to continue to win here is the people that are treating acquisition seriously, right? Because you make your money when you buy it. And getting that inventory back from these online retailers isn't that hard. But if we don't as a dealer body, then we're going to be buying leftovers through third-party sources. And nobody wants that.
Hey, Danny. Danny, perfect. I don't think it's hard for you. It's not hard for me. I don't know the other gentleman personally on the podcast. But in general, it is hard for dealers. Meaning, when I acquire a new dealership and I look at the subscriptions on software and see the shit that dealers thought that they were buying that was going to solve a problem, it's ridiculous. It's like buying a gym membership and thinking you're going to lose weight. Mm-hmm. When you don't go to the gym, dealers think that they just buy software, it's going to solve their problems. And it's ridiculous. I think the most clear answer to your earlier question, Fred, is it comes down to true leadership inside a dealership.
Mm.
That's it. That's all it comes down to. And 9 out of 10 dealers don't not only have a process, but they don't inspect what they expect. They don't train, they don't mentor, and they don't make things happen. And that's the root problem. I love Danny software. We just signed up for it. I think it's the most powerful way to manage your acquisitions and build your team out. I think it's wonderful. But
you got to do the work.
But it's not going to. You're not going to install it and it works by itself, right? Yeah. So that's the biggest problem, you know. And that's why I'm fortunate. I have unbelievable leadership within my dealerships. And that's what gets shit done. So it doesn't matter if a dealer is keeping track of what they do on a legal pad. Just have a process and follow it. And that's going to get a dealer much, much farther. Then when you can start implementing these new tools and software like Danny developed, it just takes the great dealers and makes them better and leaves the lazy dealers behind even farther.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's Doug said it earlier too, people and process. If you have those two things aligned and you work on that and you train them up and you make sure that they're on the same mission, on that same bus that we're all going to, that destination, Disney, wherever you want to call it, that land of mystery, that land of love, that is how you get there, that glory land. And we're going to get there together, but you have to have everybody in step, in unison, and it takes people. And that's the difference. People want to deal with people. I know there's digital, but they still, at the end of the day, want to have that good feeling. They want to be explained to, like educated, told, hey, this is what's going on and why it's happening. Not a machine, but they want people. Machines make the process clean, transparent, easy, and fast. But at the end of the day, the handshake and the look in the eyes will make all the difference. I love that. Eric Barbosa, man, what are you thinking about all this stuff, man? I mean, at your store, I see what you guys are doing. You guys have great process. You have great people. Would you, I mean, I'm sure you would put a stamp of approval with having that is what makes the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I think they both hit it on the dot there. You know, I was writing down culture, process execution, and over communication, you know, and then somebody's got to head all this up, and it starts with the top, because if it's not working at your dealer, you got to be accountable. That means either you have the wrong people, you're tolerating those practices or whatever. But there's nothing wrong with over communicating, making sure the process is executed, and putting a culture in place. As soon as Foundation Automotive is our corporate company. They have a bunch of stores. They have an amazing acquisition, buyyourcar.com, or a sister company, which I'm a big proponent of. But for us as a dealer, we still need a tool internally that allows us to communicate, over-communicate to the consumer, just like we want the sales reps or acquisition reps to over-communicate to the consumer. But that it's not easy work. I mean, you got to get a lot of stuff in line. And like, I understand that signing up with VinQ gives me the product I need to get something. But internally, there's a lot of moving pieces, and pay plans have to change. I have to look at it. If we sell 150 cars, I want to start counting that we also have 150 acquisitions. So we have 300 transactions. Common language between all departments, and then make sure that they're rewarded. You know, for us, we're deep on orders. We have tons of orders, but I pay our salespeople now. I don't wait till that order comes in, and that keeps them going. Because when you have a chip shortage and there's new car inventory, you got to keep them entertained. Another way is acquisitions. They get paid. They're going to get paid now. You know, and I like what VinQ is doing. I heard the gentleman down there not putting up with shit. From your leadership, making sure that the leadership, if you're on an agenda, that it's executed. So, you know, I'm excited, honestly. I haven't been this excited about a product in, I don't know, a long time. You guys know how hard it is to sell me something.
no doubt.
This product
is on the podcast.
Yeah. This product is two things. It gives you what you need for your consumer. And it's really going to educate your staff on what's going on, how quick the consumer needs that information. Again, they're buying stuff on Amazon with a click. Why is it taking us days to follow up or answer a question? They need it now, you know?
Hey, Doug. So do you mind, Fred?
Go ahead, brother. Come on, brother. Keep it going.
Open mic. Go.
Yeah, so – you know, we've talked about technology that keeps us organized, VinQ, processes, people, oversight. That's once a consumer has interacted and that lead has made it into the system. Mm-hmm. What I want to talk about is above that, because it continues to go back to, I've never seen a dealer complain that I have too many high-quality leads on non-funnel customers that want to buy a car, right? So... It's a quasi plug for my technology, but that's not the purpose of it. Because I want to spar a bit, because I believe that I have the only technology, Textium, that provides a true quality customer experience and a perfect lead. Right. So, and we utilize Kelly Blue Book values. We utilize Black Book values. Right. But the difference is every consumer, you, me, regardless of the product, specific in automotive, though, wants instant information of value without human interaction. Give me what I want the way I want it and give it to me now. And asking a consumer to fill out a multiple step form that's exhausting in order to value their car. One thing happens. Well, a bunch of things happens. One of the things that happens is the customer gets form fatigue and they just start pressing buttons, filling out shit that doesn't even end up being in their car. Then if they don't abandon because they get busy or distracted, we ask them to please give us their information to get what they want. And I know what everybody on here does, right? You got the fake email, the fake name, and the fake phone number that you put in to get back what you want. So what happens is we push out this marketing, or we bring people to our website and we provide them with an experience that's cumbersome, fill out a form. It creates abandonment on people who are interested in buying a car, which reduces the amount of leads that we have coming in. Then the leads that come in, a high quantity of those have incorrect information. So our BDC, regardless of how good our process is, how good our software is, they're chasing around ghosts, making phone calls, and wasting time, and time is money, and time burns them out. So what I built, because this is important, I built this for my dealerships and to help other dealers. We provide customers the opportunity to interact via text to receive their trade value via text. We start with a phone number. So when somebody says, text me my trade value, we capture their mobile number, and we send reminders until they complete their trade-in value. And since we capture their mobile number, every single lead that we deliver has a correct mobile number with the correct car in real time. Mm-hmm. So it increases engagement because I'm the consumer and I get what I want, how I want it via text. It increases conversion because we use AI and automation via text to remind the customer to complete and go to the dealership. And it increases conversion at the dealership because every single lead has a correct mobile phone number.
Mm.
So I want people to tell me how I'm wrong. Where am I wrong? What am I
wrong? I don't think you're wrong at all.
I'm passionate about it. We spend millions of dollars.
I didn't notice, Craig. Not at all. Love it, man. Great information. Wow.
I think you're right. As far as length of forms, we've gone through quite a bit in the past, just the past few months, about shortening the form, giving the customer the choice of getting through it or not. We actually went through to a VIN specific total thing. We can't, they can't just put in make, model, or anything like that. We keep everything VIN specific. And as far as the short form information at the end, it's name, phone number, email. And if you get something outrageous, it's obviously going to filter out, like, email at email.com or something derogatory. I very rarely see any negative consumer information in there, as far as, and I definitely don't get any complaints about it. But we did go to great lengths to shorten the consumer process.
That's good. I'm glad.
And that's great news, I think there's – I don't think there's upset because you're not going to really get that. The question is how many people are walking away from that site because there's that extra step, right? And that's something that is a stat that needs to be looked at. And if that is the case, I think Craig has a great point here. He makes it very quick. Boom, just give me your phone number. Here's your information.
I've got your stat. Only 7% of those who start a traditional conventional trade value form completed. Under 10% completed. Right. And up to 50% of those who do complete it input incorrect contact information.
Wow. So that's huge.
Right. People who start ours complete at 76%, and every lead is correct.
Strong to death.
Eric.
Go ahead, Eric. Are those numbers wrong, Doug? I don't know. How many people that start your form actually make it through the end?
I want to know off the top of my head. I do know our conversion rates vary per dealership, and it's all off of, again, people or process, and how involved they are in our process. I can certainly find out though.
That's great information to know, Doug, and that can help you, you know, be able to put input to the thing. There's no doubt that KBB has great tools. There's no doubt that KBB knows what they're doing, but there's always, what's the biggest room in the world, Lou?
The room for improvement,
right? And we all can get better, and that's the whole point. And that's why we're having this right now, so we all can get better and help our clients. Eric, what did you have to say about that, brother? I knew you were getting ready to pop in.
Well, I mean, I agree with Craig. What he's saying is that look at your websites. And again, I'm a big proponent about the same mobile-first technology, right? Look at your conversions when people land on your page and it's an archaic website, and then look at it when it's mobile-first and friendly. Your conversions are higher, and you don't have to measure that they've been there 3 minutes, because if they've been there 3 minutes, that means they can't find what they want. And when it's easy and simple, you convert quicker, and that's what people want. You know, and I agree. I am not like long forms. I'm out. Like, I just want what I need right now, because somebody else will provide it. And I think that's a great point that you said that, Craig, not just with acquisitions, with anything in general when it comes to selling, you know?
Yeah.
And what I absolutely love is that Eric has mastered the way to communicate to the customer to get them engaged just watching a live video. And so many you dealers that are out there have so many tools that could be activated based off of the interaction that a customer can have with you in real time right now. These are measurable actions that you can take. But what I do love is that everybody here finds a way to fuse it together with traditional and non-traditional marketing. I mean, we have Kelley Blue Book, a staple, and Cox Automotive, a staple in the industry, that is making the adjustments, right? He's sitting right here with car guys that are trying to find a way to keep their dealerships building, growing, being able to take on the storms, being adaptable to whatever happens, but also getting results in the market to communicate with the customer their way. Remember, so many times we were stuck selling things our way because they really didn't have the choice to get it any other way, right? Customers just had to get it the way they were getting it, right? Now a customer can get what they want and cut most of us out of that conversation. And that's part of the communication that we have to get to the public. So as we get ready to wind this down a little bit, how important is it that dealers do look at fusing the understanding that you will give a check to that customer for their car quicker than they will ever be able to move that piece of metal? Why is it important that that does get fused into your marketing? Craig, you consistently do, right? You put it on your direct mail pieces.
Let me unmute. Yeah, I mean, once again, I could spend a whole nother hour explaining, but our technology allows an agency on behalf of a dealer, we white label and wholesale it to agencies or a dealer directly, to offer real-time trade values through all marketing, regardless if it's a keyword that they have that somebody needs a text, or if it's a landing page or a QR code to scan. We provide the ability for a consumer to receive and interact with text regardless of the marketing medium.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And then we have Danny over here who does make sure that when the customer is interacting with the website at all, that option is right there. Looking at these options, it's one thing to have people inside of a room that are there. They've spent money, right? They traveled to come hear about it. And so many times they're still not getting the point, right, of that this is a process, a needed process,
yes,
but this is a process that has to get implemented. Just bringing it home for it, Danny, what is it that a dealer has to be paying attention to out of this brew when they start to reach out for questions or for answers from companies like yours or like Craig's or Kelley Blue Book?
I love what Craig said, that it takes some grittiness on the ground of your leadership team to commit to this yes. process. But I also think that we're building a system because I believe that acquisition to sale belongs in one system, and like an electronic medical record, that vehicle, whoever owns that vehicle, owns the data associated to that vehicle, which includes the every time that vehicle is ever sold or a price change or anything has happened or a CR has been created, that we can see that as the owner of that vehicle. And so the limitations for the consumer are really a limitation of the software, not to the consumer. So by getting the vehicle information, that's all we need in order to be able to see the history of the car, not from just a Carfax or Auto Check perspective, but from a pricing history, from where that vehicle's been, where it's sold for, what CR grades it received when it went through the auction. That gives us as automotive experts the ability to then decide, and this is to answer your question, are we asking that consumer to come to us and buy that car, or are we going to them? Because we're going to quickly outgrow our territory. I'm in Kansas City, and if I want to be buying cars in Lawrence, Kansas, which is where KU is, right, 40 minutes away, and there's cars out there that I want to buy, it's hard for me to say, hey, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, come to me 40 minutes, but instead to be able to do a digital acquisition to get a CR where they are and then buy that car, no different than digital retailing, but digital acquisition. So that's the journey that we're on as we continue to create these buying plans for dealerships so that we can grow our businesses without spending marketing dollars through strategic inventory acquisition.
Powerful, brother. That's strong.
That's strong. I know that was making Eric's.
That's getting Eric. Eric's pumped up.
Because he loves that digital acquisition, digital, retail, all that stuff is big to him.
I love that. He's like, I'll sell you in Alaska.
That's right. Let's
Australia.
Go.
Come on down under, right? He's going to go for it.
But that's what it's about. It's about stretching those arms out. The future is now, my friends. This technology is there. This isn't new. These things have been around. It's time to use it. It's time to take control of our inventory. It's time for us to find ways to be able to serve our communities and others.
Why is it so important that you do get out of the box, right? You're not just selling inside of your region. You're not just trading inside of your region. I know a lot of dealers are like, that's a light bulb that just went off for everybody. But this is something you've been preaching, brother, and you've been putting the legwork in to lay out these tracks. So tell us a little bit more on that.
If we were going to adhere, I'm in Madisonville, Texas. There's 4,000 people population, right? So if I came in here and wanted to live off that, like we own our little PMA and that's great, but I never looked at it that way. It's I want to sell to everybody all the time, anywhere. And that opened up a lot of stuff for us. And that's, again, our culture here is we really don't want you to come to the dealer. We want to ship it to you. And I mean, if you're here, great, but that's fixed operation, right? And if you come here, you'll have a great experience, but I would rather do business with you quickly and make sure that you have some things of value as a dealer. You know, if you're not happy, bring it back. No questions asked. Give you warranty, all the good stuff. And we really have to put some thought into what your consumer wants, what they're looking for. And we try to build on that. Yeah, but digital's the way. These guys that are saying these things, that, you know, everyone here has a great product. And it's your responsibility as a dealer is to make sure you have the right products for your consumer and for your staff to work with so that you're productive and profitable. You know, so we're a different agenda here. We're social. One thing we do, we generate 10,000 leads a month, and that sounds crazy from this little area here. Our next problem is, okay, that's great, but are you taking care of them? And if you're not, then you need to figure out how, right? So, I love that we have this panel here. I'm learning a lot, and I'm so stoked to see what 2022 has to offer us as an industry.
Right. Amen, man. Yeah, great stuff there, man. Get digital, my friends, because that if you're not, that's a big part of the market, my friends. I'm just telling you, all you car guys, car gals, owners, dealers, dealer principals, every one of y'all, the digital market is huge and it's getting bigger. Go after it. Be the ones. Don't lay back. Is that right, Doug? What do you think about that, Doug? How you want to close this out? Tell everybody something great, my man.
No pressure, Doug.
No pressure at all. We love you, brother.
I'm excited for 22. I'm excited to see what it brings. I said all throughout 21 that if there was a time that I wanted to be back in retail and be at an acquisition desk, it was 21, just because I saw everything going on and the technology in front of me. Going forward, I honestly can't wait to see what we have to offer, integrations with obviously other people, other businesses as well. And like I said, our biggest thing is being able to link the consumer's faith in the KBB brand for the last 100 years with dealers and allowing the dealers to capitalize off that consumer faith and kind of getting away some of the negative stigma. You know, consumer trusts KBB. They in turn trust the dealer that's associated with us.
I love that, Doug. And I know Doug. I know his heart. He was a dealer. He was there. He was at a Chevy store, GM store for a very long time, very, very good at what he did, decided to get into the vendor world because he saw an opportunity to help. And he is a rising star in that company. He really helps a lot of dealers because of his passion alone. So he's definitely one of those ones that does not rest on his laurels either. I love that. He is looking for room for improvement, and I know that we all are. And that's why we are where we're at today. We don't settle for what we have right now. We look for more, and we're looking for better ways to do it. Less time, more money. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, if you are a car guy or a car gal that's listened and you've watched, or you're just now popping in, or you're watching this on the replay, remember,
that's right,
there's so many things that have the opportunity to help your dealership out, help your business out. But unless you put action to it, unless you actually are focused on brewing a solution and making it happen, it's not going to happen. It's just going to sit there. It's going to go stale, and nobody likes stale coffee, okay? So you got to keep turning things up. You got to keep turning the wrenches. You got to keep moving in the right direction where there's growth. And if you haven't been doing so far, or maybe you've heard Danny speak, or maybe you've heard about Textium, or maybe you didn't like what it was that Kelly Blue Book did for you in the past, or anything like that, don't worry.
Forgive.
You got to wipe that junk off, everybody, because we have to
open up
our opportunity to be able to focus on where it is that we're going, what we can do. You have a whole lot that's inside of your cup, everybody. So sip on it, right? Drink up the solutions that these gentlemen have taken their time to pour into your cups today, but you have to go to work with it. If you're energized, if you're motivated, if you're excited, go do something.
Yeah,
with it.
Man.
But forgive.
Focus and fly. Let's leave the show with that, folks. But listen, I hope you got a full cup of this stuff today, folks. Go out, rewind this, watch it again. If you take notes, there was so many just free nuggets for you all to go out and share and use. Even if you just use the information that you got today, I promise you, you will do better. But you have to apply, like he said, make sure everyone's on board. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Let's forgive, focus, fly, and get out of here, my friends. Man, what a first solutionary session that we've ever had. It was amazing. Thank you for the panel. Round of applause to them. We love you guys so much for being here. We appreciate you guys so much. I know that time is money and money is time, and you guys are very busy people. So thank you so much. Let's get this thing going. Hands on everybody. Your shoulders, everybody.
Hands
come on.
Shoulders.
You know the
Forget
deal.
Focus and fly together on three. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus. Fly. And keep growing. That's right. We love you guys, man. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. Wow. What a good show, folks. All right, Lou. We out of here, man. If you guys have any questions, you guys know the deal. Just send us a message. Fred@carguycoffee.com.
Or Lou@carguycoffee.com. If you want to sip on some serious solutions inside of your actual coffee maker, go ahead and get you some of the medium roast, some of the dark roast. Man, this is some of the good stuff, but I appreciate the roasting with these guys together. These are some serious true beans in the industry that are grinding out solutions on a daily basis, and you are better because you've been sipping solutions with them. So thank you again, everybody.
That's right.
Goodbye. We'll see you later.
Peace.
If you want more of the podcast, or you want to find out how to partner up and sponsor the show, or you just want to find out how to get a solution session on a subject that you want information on, please reach out to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. And if you want to find out how the certified solutionaries can brew a solution inside of your store, reach out. Call us at 321-RED-LOU. Talk to you soon. Let's brew!